Jesus. 2017 or whatever, 2000, what the Lord done?
Well, we prayed Wednesday night for Wallace, Randy's brother-in-law. Well, the next day he got his report. He did not have an aneurysm in his neck, and he got to come home. He has to have speech therapy because of the stroke, but it was a mild stroke, and they got it in time. So that's a praise report. He's 75.
Praise the Lord, and able to come home. Anybody else? Live mic. Ruthie, is there anything maybe with Shannon there that she's going to maybe get to go? We'd like to share that. Give that microphone to Miss Ruthie over there, Lord. The piano for us a little bit here. Praise and worship a little bit.
Yeah, some of y'all, she was back here, oh gosh, it might have been a few years ago, but she sang on the piano. She's actually going to American Idol. She's going to Hollywood. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell people because they told her not to put anything out, but I'm just going to tell y'all anyway. But yeah, she's going to go to American Idol, and she said a bunch of people were like, well, if you love God, why are you going to American Idol? And she was like, well, that's a perfect place to, like, show off him. So she showed me her song list, and she has a bunch of songs that are popular today, but she's interpreted about God. And so I'm really excited to see her on TV and see her, you know, put out God. And she really, when they interviewed her, she really made sure that God got all the glory for her. So I think it airs in March, but if you keep on American Idol, you'll probably see her. So just yeah.
We'll be updated. Praise God. Ain't that awesome? Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lord. You got one? Okay. She's good. Amen. Somebody tell me, good is better, right? Yeah. It looks better than before. That's better. See, some people think, well, you're not completely healed. Yes, I am. I'm better, right? So, I mean, you just thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I mean, the Holy Spirit told
me. Praise the Lord. That's right. We just don't tell you to don't take the medicine. We tell you to take God's medicine, which is the Word, and that'll get you off the medicine. You got to work with God, work with faith, work with doctors. You know, don't give that doctor a hard time, but let him know who you are and what you know. This is your body. I mean, you have authority over your body. Your body is not the doctor's; it's the Lord's. If the Lord says go to the doctor and have something done, you do it. Amen. That's the will of God. Whatever needs to happen. You know, Dr. Luke was a doctor, right? But he also was a Christian. First things first. Keep the Word first, and then use wisdom and all that. Amen. But being underneath the Word is gonna be a benefit to your body. Amen. Believe me, I used to not be in the Word, and my body wasn't benefiting. It was not benefiting. Hey, I remember the testimony I got, because when you get born again, you go from darkness to light. You're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Yes. And a guy I've been seeing, or just a friend, the next day we went out and had breakfast on the weekends. He said, something's different about you. People know. Amen. They know, and that's a good time. I told him. I said, "Well, I went to church. I'm born again. I got saved. I didn't know all who I was, but I knew I was different, and he did too." Amen. So Jesus makes a difference. I tell you, God is good. He's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I just need to say this because it's on my heart. You know, I told you about that celebration going to Ethel Wardlow. And Miss Tammy, I want to say this because I know y'all have really stepped out from places and are here to minister the word. But, I mean, this was a church, probably 150 people. Maybe four white people among black people. But I sit there and I praise God like who I am. You know, and I felt welcomed. But see, I can see doing that now how you get into places you can feel like you're the minority. But you know what? God don't look at that. I mean, I walked in there and I couldn't have did that when I was an unbeliever. I mean, I still didn't have all these prejudices, but still, I didn't have that love till I don't look at color anymore. But I went there and I went up and because I didn't get to see the family, but I went to the funeral and I was working. The funeral was at 2. I worked till 1 and I was right there and I ended up right there where I was working in the city and I waited about 30 minutes and I went to there. And I tell you what, celebration, the visitation started at 1 and I got out there about 4 o'clock. That was 3 hours. We had church. Amen. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. I forgot my phone, left out in the van. I'm glad because I'd have been looking at the time. I'm like, oh, Lord. But it was a complete blessing. They honored the Lord. They celebrated. And I got to share my heart with her at different times because she was in an apartment. That's back when I was in apartment maintenance. And just things, I would go pray for her and different things. And just to be there, it was just a blessing. It was a blessing. And to know that me coming there, I actually got blessed. I didn't get to see her before she passed, but it was a ministry to me, just being around the people that she loved. And it was awesome. I'd do it again. Praise God. But 2018, 2017, we had a word at the beginning. It was just a year of transitioning. Talked about this last week. I'm still going through some transitioning. And that was shared at the homecoming, that she had transitioned from earth unto heaven. And see, that ministered to me. That was a word God had gave me for the whole year. And now I was there, and it was just like I was being ministered to, that I'm in that transitioning stage. But the message there was the message of hope. You know, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have no hope. But with Jesus, you have hope for tomorrow. Hope for that new heaven, that new day. Confidence. That you can have confidence because of that hope. But 2000, we're still transitioning. I'm still doing some transitioning, but the word this year, the theme this year is transformation. Transitioning through transformation. Through that transitioning, when we'll be transformed. How are we going to transition and be what God's called us to be? By transformation. And as we was, just the word, just Romans 12, 1 and 2. Is pretty much the scripture for this year of transformation. Paul says, I beseech you, therefore. This is where everything in your life, Christian life, has got to start and end. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you do that, you will prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in your life. Getting back, and I will kind of give the introduction here, and then our New Year's Eve service. But the introduction. Getting back on track with God is not something we can do once a year, once a month, or once a week. Getting back on track with God, it must be a daily committed walk with Him through the study of His Word. Walk through the gospel every day. I'm not saying you got to be sitting here reading your Bible every day, but you got to be walking and fellowshipping with the Lord every day. That is how we're going to fulfill the plan He has for our life. And that plan is going to be in stages. Just like we talked about how last week, how the astronauts, they shot for the moon. They had a destination. The course was for the moon. It was in your bulletin. Andrew talking about destiny and destination and reaching your final destination. Well, the final destination was the moon. But from Earth to the moon, there was a lot of transitioning going through that those astronauts every 10 minutes was making a course direction change, transitioning for transformation. They were getting to the moon. Amen? Now, we're not shooting for the moon. Amen? Unless you're an astronaut. I'm shooting for the end. The author and the... I'm shooting for the finish line. The finish line. Jesus is the author and the finish of my faith. That's my destiny, is the end, to finish my course, to run my race. And to stay on track, we're going to have to be transformed by His Word. And it's going to happen to me through ministry every day. I mean, still working in the secular world, I thank God that I've got a job to where I can, on my way to my next route, I am listening to the Word. I'm in Bible college driving down the road, amen? Because I want to have something to give to you, what God wants you to have. So we can fulfill the destiny and fulfill the plan God has for our life so that we can bless others around us at the same time. See, because that's what it's about, God putting His blessing, His favor on you so you can let it overflow to somebody else. So that you'll hear those testimonies about the aneurysm wasn't there and he got to come home. See, that's the blessing and the power of prayer flowing through you to somebody else. Getting back on track. That's what I heard New Year's Eve. We had a fellowship over here, and then we came to the sanctuary and was praying, and there was specific words that was given by the Holy Spirit through the body that night. There was six words specifically given. One, listen and learn. Listen and learn. That's what Kelsey had from the Lord. Number two, trust in what He has said. That was given by Reed. He said, trust, trust, trust. Trust in what He has said. Number three, He is there to protect us. Sister Tammy, just God's protection. He is there to protect us. Number four, let go and let God. That came from Sister Sherry. Let go and let God. Number five, Darius said, be thankful. He was thankful for all God has done and that He's going to do. And then through that, as we were praying, the train come through. Again, like it pretty much does here. You know, that train's there for a purpose sometimes. Amen? There was a rooster there when Peter got a message. When it, the third time, it brought repentance to his heart. Amen? Jesus knew what it was going to do. That train come through, the Lord said, we're getting back on track. Getting back on, and that was me personally too. Just getting back off track. There's some transitionings that's happened. And to get to where we got to be through this transformation, we got to get back on track. Remember, Jesus, John said, a lot of the churches, you got to get back to your first love. Yeah. Keeping God first in everything. Acknowledge Him in the little things. Everything, man, just keep Him in there. Keep Him in the midst of your heart, His Word. And He'll just, He's there to constantly just, like a mother with a child, spoon feed them. Raise that child up. Teach that child. Amen? So today we're going to focus on getting back on track. What did Paul mean when he said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed? The Greek word that's translated conform means to fashion alike. Conform to the same pattern. That's through Strong's Concordance. The Scripture is telling us that we should be different than the unbelievers. That's what Ruthie was saying about Shannon. She has a heart. She is a Christian, and she wants to sing and give that gift that God has given her to others. And so she's having to go through she's been invited through a secular American idol. But through that, God can use her. Amen? To inspire when they give her an interview. Hey, she's gonna let people know this God that she serves. It's only through Christ that I'm up here doing what I'm doing. See, to be a testimony. Amen? Shannon is not being conformed to the world. She's already being transformed by the Word of God, and she's going to let the world know through this opportunity. See, God's going to put her up on a pedestal, and then she's going to sing and give honor and praise to God. God's, what did I say? What did Brother Randy say? A year of, come on,
promotion
like you've never seen before. Amen? A year of promotion. We need to make sure we get her a CD of this. Amen? Because God's promoting her. You might not see it all the time, but stay humble. Keep His Word. Keep your character. Keep your integrity in the Word. And let God. Yeah, there's going to be some persecution. We can't pray against persecution. Jesus said that's going to come. But no, the hundredfold's coming with it. Amen. The hundred times more family, more friends, more finances in this world. And eternal life. All those people that, you know, going before you, they get there and say, thank you, brother, for not giving up, for ministering to my lost relative that was lost, and you kept the faith, and God put you. See, there's going to be all kind of rewards in heaven, little things that we've done that people's going to say, thank you, Jesus, that you were faithful to the Lord. Amen? So we can't be conformed to this world. We should be different. We've got to be different than the unbelievers. Most of us, all Christians, recognize this, but we seem at a loss as to how do we accomplish this sometimes. When the world, you know, is, you know, how they celebrate. And see, they got a wrong understanding of Christians, man. I don't have a problem dancing and singing. We just do it unto the Lord. Amen? And I really got a problem. And I got to stick up for my brothers and sisters, Brother Copeland, Brother Jesse. They have been promoted. Amen? I mean, they got nice stuff. But also, they are out here, they're giving. A lot of times the news, they want to call them these TV preachers that are out here taking from widows and all, and they take a picture of their houses and their jets and their planes, but they don't get in the nuts and bolts of the ministry. So they don't show all the when they started out and when they didn't have nothing and they went out and was preaching the gospel and telling people how much Jesus loved them and praying for the sick, and not everybody that's sick gets healed, but some do. See, they don't see all that, but they just want to try to knock them down, but they hadn't walked in their shoes. I mean, it's happening to the present. You know, that's not Jesus. That's not Christianity. That's not what Christians do. I'm just saying, when the world, if you're not, it's okay for the rockers to have all these mansions, the ungodly to have all these things, but let a preacher, let a Christian be exalted, and have, that ain't right. You got to be poor, brother. No, I can't help nobody if I'm poor. Now, I'm not saying there's people, there's ministers that's abused it, but not all of them, right? So, see, we're not to judge, we're to love. And don't look at the world for love. Don't look into the world for love. We look to Jesus. Amen? And he don't have a... Look at Solomon. You want to start talking about how God blesses you. Now, he had the wisdom and the riches, but the riches got a hold of him, but he didn't have the Holy Ghost on the inside of him like we do. But God don't have a problem with the riches. Amen? But we can't be conformed to the world standard. God says give, you got to be a channel that he can get those blessings through you. Amen? And that's what we minister here. Full gospel. We are a full gospel church. We believe in the full gospel. Amen? This verse goes on to say, Proverbs 23:7, gives us the answer. The key is our minds. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed. And Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, you got to think in your heart. You got to use your head and point it to your heart. And as you focus on your heart, it'll come understanding God's wisdom, not the world's wisdom, will come to your head. And what God says is totally going to be probably contrary to what the world's saying. Well, Pastor, you say give 10%. We can't even afford to give 1%. Well, see, you got to have faith. But, hey, that's what the law says, 10%. That's the tithe. What do we tell you? As you purpose in your heart, so give. See, there's a standard there, the 10%. Hey, that's just a goal that you can shoot for. Give what you have, what God says for you to give now, but set your goal for 10. Say, man, Sherry, when we started, we wasn't giving 10%. Because, man, I was in debt to the world. But then I started seeing the principles, and we got to 10%. Amen. And we had to start somewhere. We started where we were at. See, that's where God, faith, God will meet you where you're at. And He'll help you get to where you're supposed to be. A year of transitioning into transformation. If we think on the same thing the world thinks on, we're going to get the same results the world is getting. We're going to be up in the stock market, and then we're going to be down. If our faith is in the stock market, we're going to be up and down. Well, if my hope is in what I'm see, taste, hear, smell, and touch, I'm going to be a up and down. I'm going to be a yo-yo Christian. Up one day, down the next. Amen? When Jesus walked steady, he had his focus on the Father, what the Father said. When he prayed and he got the will of God, he was set to go that day and do what God called him to do that day. Amen? He couldn't meet everybody's needs that day, but where God, the Father sent him to that day, he met it 100%. Because he was training the church, his disciples. See, he was counting on us one day to help him finish his work. Amen? Because now he's got a lot of kids, a lot of preachers out here now after Pentecost. Amen? He set the church on fire. He set the fire to the church. Consuming fire. So we've got to keep our minds stayed upon the Lord through the study of His Word and fellowship. Fellowship together. Come to church. We fellowship together. We cry together. We love together. We pray together. Amen? Then we will have that perfected peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, it's that simple. But it's not that easy. Amen? Actually, it's impossible to live this Christian life. It's impossible for us to do what God has told us to do in our own strength. Impossible. To heal the sick, I couldn't do that in my own strength. To open the eyes of the blind, you better get somebody else, Pastor. I can't do it. But I'm not the healer. I'm not the deliverer. But I got Him on the inside of me, and He wants me to reach out and let Him touch people through me. See, He's got to have a body. Jesus no longer has authority here on the earth in a physical body because He had to go to heaven. He had to sit so that we could go out and preach and deliver and heal the sick and raise the dead, because He says, I'm going to be with you, Lewis. I'm going to never leave you. I'm going to send you another comforter just like me. He called the Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen? And He's not a feeling. He is a mighty present help in time of need. Amen. When I went and visited Hank up in the ICU, and he had the mask on, and Angel said he's deaf in one ear and can't half hear out of the other. And, you know, he's got this mask on. I'm like, I've never really talked to the man personally a lot. But I said, Hank, keep that mask on. I said, Angel, can you believe we're going to pray for his ears right now? Jesus said, speak to deaf ears. I laid hands on both of his ears, commanded them to hear. Laid my hands on his chest, commanded all that congestion to leave so he can breathe, because that's what she's praying for her dad to do, to be able to get his O2 levels up. Yeah. Well, I got a report back. He hadn't, there's no changing. But see, we can't focus on what I see. I'm going to take a prayer cloth up there. I'm going to say, Angel, lay this cloth right here. I said, I can't be here with you all the time, but this cloth right here says, when the prayer of faith, when they pray, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, anointed cloths. We release our faith, Acts 19:11. Cloths and anchorships that came from Paul's body were put on the sick, and evil spirits and healing was released because of that anointing. Because faith, a man of faith was wearing something that was given to somebody else, and the anointing that Hank really doesn't have an understanding of touches him. See, I believe in faith. I believe in the Word. The Word is working. The Word is working. I'm not looking at those machines. I'm looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of His healing, of Helen's healing, of Jack and Daphne's healing. Members here, they're in the hospital right now. That they're not among us here, but they have not left us. Amen. We're a body. We believe in the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to do all that I know to do according to the Scripture. And I'm not going to get burdened. I'm not the healer, but I am the messenger. I am a voice declaring a new day, a new life. New lungs. That's the anointed one. Amen. Jesus has anointed us to go around, do good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil. Amen. Amen. It's impossible for me to do it, but thank you, Jesus, for taking my place on the cross and cutting an everlasting covenant with us through your blood. And we sealed it this morning by that communion. Romans 12:2, the Greek word that's translated transformed is the word metamorpho. And there's a few words I can say in that one. I can say I've heard enough, I can actually say it. Metamorpho. Foo-foo. It sounds a lot like baby Gerber foo. Metamorpho foo. It's the word we get from metamorphosis. It's describing a complete change. Be transformed. A complete change. Like that of a caterpillar when it changes into a butterfly. But somebody tell me there's a transitioning period. There's a transitioning from a caterpillar to a butterfly. I can't pray against the transitioning period. I got to go through it. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about going through sickness. I'm talking about going from a man that didn't know a lot about the Word, from a man that's learning a lot about the Word, and I'm being transformed into the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, day by day. Day by day, studying the Word, day by day. My situation, Vicky's getting better. Frankie had a good report Wednesday night. Doctors, he got a good report. I think he's had high blood pressure. Things is getting better. Is Frankie one that just stands up and prays and intercedes? No, but he is a listener. Wait a minute. The message, listen and learn. I hadn't even got to the message yet. Listen, give honor to the Word. Listen to the Word. I'm going to sound a lot different than Pastor Lewis sounds, than Reed sounds. But it's the Word that's going to make a difference. Amen. That is the key ingredient, is the Word of God. And I heard a good comment to this church that we are a Word church. I'm like, well, what difference is there? I haven't been to a lot of churches, but they're like, no, we came to hear. This is a Word church. Now, we believe in salvation. We minister salvation. But the Word of salvation, see, it's the good Word that gets you saved. See, you don't have to have a salvation message every Sunday. You don't have to have a salvation message for somebody to get saved. They just have to hear the gospel. Amen. It's called the good news. God don't want you poor no more. God don't want you sick no more. Somebody say, I need that. You need Jesus. See, that's the gospel, is the good news. It's not about how much sin Jesus has forgiven you from. Yeah, He has. That's good news. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus paid the price for you. And that's good. That's too good to be true good news. Because see, once you get born again, He's forgot about all those sins. You need to forget about them. Amen. The only way you're going to forget is to fill your mind up with the good things, God. The Bible talks about how that we got to acknowledge every good work that's in us through Christ, that's in Christ Jesus. Yes. I'm only doing these good works because He's in me. Because if I get out of Him, I'm going to be like that grass. I'm going to be dry and brittle. I'm going to be falling. Amen? Amen. I'm going to be trodden. I'm going to be like that salt, just trodden underfoot. Without Jesus, I can't do anything. But with Him, nothing is impossible. You got to dream. Keep dreaming. Amen? I got to keep saying, God's told us to take the Word of God to the world. Well, you don't have about 40 or 50 members. This is what the devil says. You don't have but 40 or 50 people. How many partners we got on the wall up there? See, devil don't know. We're putting the Word out to JDM Ministries, Andrew Womack Ministries. They got big ministries. They got a lot more people than we do. But see what? I'm not looking at the people. I'm looking at what God's called us to do. Just do our part and watch how God will bless. Amen? Amen. Ha, think about Gideon. Somebody tell me how many men he started out with. Thousands. Army. Talk about his army. See, Randall Greer asked for an army. He needed an army of Gideon givers. I said, Word of Faith, we'll be one. See, I don't have an airplane like Randy does, but we'll put some gas in his plane, $1,000 a year. That's what we're partnering with. We didn't partner with Randy. We just gave. So the Lord's saying, okay, he's another partner we've got to look for. We've got to pick up a partner. Amen? That's a commission for us. Hey, we'll do it, right? We might start at five or we'll listen to the Lord. But see, we're a giving. We gave into that. That helped build his ministry down there where that plane can come in, fly in. He can go to his office, do all of his work, his ministry there. He's off to the next place to minister and teach the gospel 3 or 4 days. And he's out of brother. He's out of Raymond Bible Training Center. He graduated. He was under Brother Hagin. He's going to come here. We're going to get him back here. We need to get Randy back here to give us, to teach us the word. Amen. So we got to work him back in. We got to work him in the schedule. Amen.
Amen.
Do what God says do. I got lost. What was we talking? We was talking about Jesus. Talking about the Lord. Talking about that butterfly. We got off on that butterfly. That transitioning. We was transitioning from the caterpillar to the butterfly, and I just got lost. Amen. Lost. Transitioning for transformation. Amen. You don't look like much in that transitioning stage. That caterpillar, that cocoon out there, don't look like much on the outside, but something's happening on the inside. Amen. That's what happens when we put the word in us, Brenda. Keep putting the word in us. We haven't got a lot of kids, not a lot of babies here yet, but we just keep putting the words in. See, words getting in, put in the teachers. See, God's preparing this church.
Yes.
He's preparing this church,
yes,
for the work of the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
This is a teaching church. So don't look sometimes, well, not a lot of kids, just looking to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of this vision here. We just stay faithful to Him. Let Him bring the people in that He wants to bring into this church to fulfill the vision here. Amen. And we thank God for the children. Amen. But if we don't have one or two, we're still preparing like we were going to have 100, right? Because that's what we do. We're prepared. Because there's floodgates. Lord, that floodgate might open up one day. We'll be like, whoa, Lord, we got 50 children in here today. Lisa will be like, I need help, help. And somebody say, okay, we're on our way. We might just have children's church in the sanctuary if we need to, right? Just be ready, amen? Just be prepared. Just be preparing. See, Jesus had to prepare His disciples for 3.5 years. For a very short time, short run He had. But He prepared for 30 years for that 3.5 years of ministry. Jesus did. Man, He did, and it was an awesome ministry. What can God do with you for 3.5 years? Amen? So don't look at that preparation time as downtime. Wasted time. No, it's preparing you for glory time. Amen. For something great He wants to do. So we might get in. I'm not sure if we'll finish today. The theme is pretty much getting on track. Transformation. Transitioning for transformation. Getting on track. Listen and learn. Number one. Listen and learn. Proverbs 4:20-23. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them. See, these words are life, but not to everybody. You got to seek. It's life to those that find them. When you find them, you've got to hide them in your heart. Because the devil don't want you to get them in your heart. Because he knows if they get in the ground, get in your heart, fruit's coming. Amen. Healing's coming. Deliverance is coming.
Yes.
Wisdom's coming.
Yes.
So you keep coming. Amen. You keep coming to church. You keep coming to the Word. And you study. I'm sleepy, Lord. I'm sleepy, Pastor. Study till you fall asleep. Amen. You just keep studying. Hey, I've had the best experience when I was laying down. I put the Bible on my chest, fell asleep with the Bible on my chest, and I had an experience of what it felt like when I was going to get out of this body. In other words, when the trumpet sounds. You remember you used to have some of them dreams when you were lost, you fall off a cliff, and you're like, you're falling, or somebody shoots you with a gun. I had some nightmares. But this was just, I fell asleep in the Word, had that Bible on my chest, and I just had one that, whoof, like I was gone. And I woke up, I was like, God, Jesus, what was that? He said, that's what it's going to feel like when you leave your body. I'm like, praise God. It's like a whoof. Like you ride one of those roller coasters, you get all the way to the top, and then you drop. And it's kind of like your stomach's still at the top. That's what it, but it was just like that. I'm like, man. You know, I mean, talk about waking up and studying the Word a little bit more. It jolted me. But it was a good feeling. Oh, man, it was awesome. It's like, whoof. I know what Ethel, what she felt like when she came out of that body. Whew, she's out of there. Back to her youth in the presence of the Lord. Listen and learn. It's life to those that find them. And health, you find them, it's going to bring health to your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. Guard it. Same thing God told Adam in the garden. Guard this garden, Adam, and he didn't. You got to guard your heart the same way, because your heart is God's garden. It's his garden, amen? For out of it flows the issues of life. Now, as we listen and learn, I'm giving you Old Testament, but then I'm giving you New Testament, because you got to have the Word rightly divided. The old's good, but you can't live in the old. You got to come on over to the new. Amen? The old was for our example. The new is for our existence. I like that. It just came. The Old Testament is for our example. The New Testament is for our existence. We're going to live forever. We are going to exist with God forever in heaven. And that takes an understanding of the new covenant through Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is not my existence. This life here on this earth, this is not my existence. This is just preparatory time for what we're going to be. Amen? Short time we're going to be here on this earth. Now, it didn't start out like that. That's why God said, I got to make everything new again. Amen? Romans 10:17. Listen and learn. We know this one. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's Word. You got to hear with these ears, and you got to take it from these ears and put it in these ears. Faith comes by hearing with these ears, and then you got to hear with your heart. You got to honor the Word enough with these ears, and it'll get down in your heart. If you watch and listen too much stuff up here in the world is going to get in your heart. And that's what God says. I don't want you having committing adultery with the world. He says, you're mine. You're mine. Stay away from that. That's an adulterous world. God's a jealous God. He wants you all to Himself. Amen? And that's a good jealousy. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's Word. Now, there's faith, and then there's supernatural faith. If you just listen to the world, you're going to have faith in the world. But that faith God's talking about is His Word, and it's supernatural. Supernatural. Amen? It'll cause you to lay hands on the sick. That takes faith. I didn't know how to pray. I wasn't always a praying man. So what is God saying to us right now and throughout the day? He is always speaking, but are we listening? Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing. Are we listening? He's always speaking, but are we listening? Listen and learn. New Testament. I'm sorry. Old Testament. Proverbs 15:29-31. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. What makes your prayer righteous? Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. See, He's the righteous one. He gave me His righteousness. I am in right standing with Him. Once you get born again, the prayer you pray is a righteous prayer, because you are no longer operating your righteousness, but His righteousness. Amen. He puts you in right standing with the Father, and the Father hears your prayer. Now, even though you messed up that day, if you still pray, you ain't got to do all these penance. You just repent, Lord, I messed up. But He still hears your prayer because you're in Christ. Amen. God doesn't take His salvation away from you just because you mess up. Amen. He's always hearing. The devil's out there to condemn you. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones fat. A good report makes the bones fat. You know, I just got to understand, and I got to study this, that your blood, your bones, your marrow actually makes your blood. So I didn't learn all this in school, but I heard that. I'm like, wow, this is something for you to think about. When God put Adam to sleep, what did He take out of him? What is that? It's a bone. And he fashioned woman out of that bone. But the bone is what creates the blood. What's in the blood? The life. God took a bone which represented Eve. The life is in there. He'd already created the life. Life. When He breathed into Adam, he became a living being. And He took his bone, which is part of his life. He took a part of his life, separated it, and then gave it back to him through a marriage, through a woman. How much is that? February is going to be our marriage enrichment month. That's something to think about. I think that's going to be the theme for it right there. She is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh when he saw her. See, he looked past the flesh And he knew something was missing. See, but God didn't leave a scar. Something, but he knew something was missing, and he said, there it is. Amen. There it is. And I got it back. It's mine. But it's different. It ain't like that cow. It ain't like that deer. See, God brought all the animals, and then he gave him. Adam was alone. He wasn't, when that aloneness was, he had God, he had everything. But he was not complete. Amen? Because he needed fellowship in a flesh body. And God said, I got that taken care of. I'm going to give you a woman. Amen? Ain't God awesome? Amen. The way he does things, but I'm studying on that. God gave me that. Bone makes the blood. Ain't that awesome? And I think about, remember that Old Testament prophet? Was it Elisha or Elisha? That there was a somebody fell in his grave. And he was dead and he fell in the grave. But when he touched that, and they fell in the grave and touched those bones, there was enough anointing in the bones. It brought that. Yeah, man, you're talking about awesome. There's still life in those bones. I think they find the DNA in the bones. Ain't that something? Amen. And everybody that's gone on before us that are Christians, God's going to give them back that body. They're getting those bones back. Not one bone in Jesus' body was broken. Amen. See, God, he says things for purposes. For us to get in there and seek out these little wisdoms he's got hidden. And that takes listening. Listening. Because, see, the devil's really been attacking me like, what are you going to talk about this year? You know, he'll attack you, but what are you going to say this year? What are you going to say this Sunday? I got to start listening again. I got to get back on track. Amen. Every time I hear a train, it's going to be like a rooster. Get back on track. I'm going to be thinking about, am I on track? Amtrak? Amen. And I think about Kelsey sometimes too, because Kelsey used to ride that Amtrak to Carolina for 4 years. We pick her up at the train station. So let me finish here on listen. You're going to give me enough time to finish on listening. Luke, this is the New Testament. If you need a copy of this, I'll get you a copy. You let us know. Old Testament was Proverbs 4:20-23. And then I give you old and I give you a new. Then you had Romans 10:17 that went along with that. Then we had Proverbs 15:29-31. And then we got Luke 9:44 that goes along with that. Let these sayings sink. Let them sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Jesus was saying, let what I say sink into the ears of your heart. Because he knew he wasn't always going to be here, Lewis. So you got to let, he said, I got to work while it's light because the night's coming. He said, I ain't going to be here all the time. I got to get out here and get this gospel preached. But those words he left us is life. Those promises are just new today as they were when he walked this earth. His word is just as powerful today as it was yesterday and forever. Amen. His word. Last two here for listening. Isaiah 66:1. Thus says the Lord Jehovah, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Get a picture of that. God sitting up in heaven. God is in his recliner and the earth has just got his feet kicked up and he said, I got this. We got this under control, kids. Keep preaching the word. You're coming home. Daddy's up here. God's a big God. That's his footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest, God says. In other words, what can we do for God? But then Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. Listen and learn. As your fathers did, so do we. We must humble ourselves. That was Stephen talking about those religious teachers. Here's Stephen, man. He's a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's just been set as a deacon in the church. But he got the Holy Ghost and power. And he was brought before these people for a testimony, and the Holy Ghost filled him with boldness. Because Jesus said, "Don't if you know you're getting ready to go before a council, Tammy, before men that have falsely accused you. Don't think about what you're going to say before you get there. Be prepared, but let the Holy Ghost come upon you. And Jesus said, I'll give you the words to say. Listen and learn. And that's what happened to Stephen. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, you stiff-necked. That wasn't respectful to those priests. But it was because they were in error. And uncircumcised, you do always kill the prophets. In other words, the Holy Ghost said, you resist the Holy Ghost. We don't want to do that. We don't want to resist God and assist the devil. We want to assist God and resist evil, resist the devil. That's what we do. We must humble ourselves before the Lord when we run into problems and ask for His assistance. Listen and learn. I don't want to learn the hard way and then go back and listen to God. I want to listen to God and learn what He's told me to do in His Word, and then we won't have to have all these problems in our lives. Amen? Now, we're still going to have persecutions. We can't pray that away, but I'm talking about there's things that we don't have to go through that Jesus went through for us. Amen? We've got a lot of Old Testament examples. Humble ourselves. Ask for His assistance. His wisdom, it cries out. And we are to resist the devil or the wisdom that the world is operating under. Amen? Don't get conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And it starts with listening and learning. 2018, that's where we start. We're going to transition for transformation. Start by listening and learning. Amen? How often we got to do that?
Daily.
Amen. Every day. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Where's Reed at? Okay. That's fine. I knew I was missing, but I just didn't know where. Because we're going to pray. And these cloths that's in my pocket are anointed by God. Amen? So I want you to just believe in the Word right now. That by faith, I heard this morning to put these prayer cloths in your pocket. And as you're speaking the Word, preaching the Word, that anointing, that same anointing is here, that's in the Word. We're just going to believe it's transferred into this cloth that's in my pocket. And it's going to go and it's going to minister to the sick in the hospitals. We're believing Hank for his lungs to be completely healed, for him to walk out of that hospital with a clean bill of health. And he was brought up Catholic, so see, he needs to know Jesus as his healer, Jesus as his Savior. And it's not nothing he does, it's what Jesus has done for him. And we're believing just a supernatural transitioning for healing to him and for his wife Helen. She's home. Thank God she got out of the hospital and she's home, but she still needs health and she needs mind renewal to the word of healing to Jesus. And then also for Jack and Daphne. I know Jack was transitioned. Have you heard from Daphne how she's doing, Pastor?
Yeah. Steve called her son and said that she was doing really good.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
He's done a transitional rehab. Said something about they're going to start some treatment on him in the next week or two or something. Said they finally got all their problems.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So that's some good reports.
Yep.
And I want to thank God for Lewis. You know, while Daphne was going through surgery, he went for it and he sat with the family. You know, I'm out here working, but you know what? The heart of the pastor is still. There's Lewis sitting up there, and I thank God for him being there and praying. And he was a praying man, setting forth the atmosphere that she needed.
The second operation that she had, they came in there and told the family that everything looked real bad and all, and it was so bad, and don't know how it's going to turn out and all. And so they were waiting for another doctor to get there to go in from down up top while he was inside with it and all. You know, really be a bad situation. So he laughed. I said, you know, we know who's in control.
Amen.
We know who the healer is.
Amen.
I said, y'all care if I pray? And I know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord knows, dude. We prayed, and he said it'd be 40 or 60 minutes we'd be back. And about 20 or 30 minutes, he'd come back in. He said, man, everything went great.
Praise God.
Went
thank you, Jesus. So see, you are a divine appointment right there.
Yeah.
Amen. For where he turned the report. And when what you did, you just got in line and blessed that doctor's hand.
Yeah. And the doctor said, and he told us, as he said, and I told him, I said, after he came back and told us, I said, we already prayed for you and asked the Lord to give you wisdom and knowledge to do exactly the right thing and the right thing.
Praise God.
And he said, man, he said, I appreciate that. He said, because he's the only reason I can do what I'm doing.
Amen. Look at that. So she had the right one. Praise the Lord.
He said, I understand. I can only do so much, and God has to do the rest.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He told us that after the third operation.
Proud. Amen. Amen. So then, see, and then now Jesus, and they know Jesus as their healer.
Yeah.
So he's healing their bodies.
Yep.
So let's just agree. We're going to be agreeing on that. And, back up here to the front, Reed, because you're gonna be another. Never mind. Maldi said, "Stay back here." You must be keeping her warm. You're sitting pretty close. Thank you, Jesus. But I am gonna ask. I'm gonna ask Reed and Pastor to be some messengers. I'm gonna go see Hank and Daphne because they're still at Northeast.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give you a cloth for Jack. And I want to give you a cloth for Helen because I think she lives in Harrisburg. Helen's home with Alan. And we'll get an address. So we're going to take these cloths and distribute them this morning. Amen. Jesus took the bread. Come on now. He is the bread of life. He took the bread and he lifted it up, blessed it, looked up to heaven. Then he gave it to his disciples. He said, I'm giving these prayer cloths this morning and knowing that I'm sending it out with the word of God, with the messengers of God, and the people of God are going to receive their miracle. Amen?
Amen.
They're going to receive their miracle.
Amen.
We're just the messengers.
Amen.
Bringing good news.
Yes.
Good tidings of great joy. Amen?
Yes.
Thank God. Ain't that an honor?
Yes, it is.
You see, I didn't see all this this morning. Kelsey said, well, how'd you know to get the cloths? I said, Lord just said, put cloths. Anoint. I didn't know all this, how to say all this, but Jesus said, lifting up his eyes, looking unto the Father, who is the one that does the works. Bless the food and send them out. So, guys, you're going to be honored to see a miracle to these people. Amen, to God's people. And everybody, you're a part. These are just the messengers. But see, you're the senders. What are you sending? Faith. You're sending your faith. Amen? And then the whole body is going to be edified. So we're going to set our faith there. Any other prayer requests, we're going to pray all one prayer this morning.